What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, the man on the scene, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Cordell Woodland. What's up, Cordell?
What's up, guys?
Nothing much, man. Kyle Hamilton gets the big contract extension yesterday. It was very, very well deserved, but we've been debating here, waxing poetically. I think you agree with us that Isaiah Likely is next if things go well. And if you do agree with that, who's after Likely?
I don't know, to be honest with you, about who's next. I mean, I think everything that's going on with Likely now, maybe it speeds it up. Maybe it slows it down. I'm not exactly sure how to feel about that. It's a couple of guys that could be next. I mean, you got Linderbaum that's still waiting. I don't think Lamar's happening anytime soon. Likely would definitely be one of those guys that's in that conversation. I feel like there's somebody else that I'm forgetting. Travis Jones. You could throw him in there.
Yeah.
This is the time of year where some of these types of deals do start to pop up. I think Hamilton, as unique of a deal as it was, I think it was one of the easier deals to probably figure out in terms of, like, you know, you're giving this dude elite money. I don't think it was hard for the Ravens to decide to make him the highest paid safety in the league and by a mile too. So, And I don't think it's, you know, we just saw him reset the market. I don't think it'll be a situation where how it is with the quarterbacks where, like, the next safety up will be able to top him, because you don't really have that argument of doing the things that Hamilton does and being as good at it as he is. It's very few safeties in the league that I put up there with him. I'm curious to see who's next myself, but it could be Likely. I just wonder how a situation impacts it.
How many of these guys do you think could play who are cut? Because some of us, I mean, obviously, Armour Davis was surprised everybody. Will be playing for other teams very shortly.
Like for game days?
Yeah.
Armour Davis is the first one that jumps out. I'm trying to think. He's probably, off the top of my head, the only one that I would be worried about, not even worried about, but I would imagine is going to play right away.
Some of the other guys' depth pieces in your mind, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw, like, Dellinger got picked up. I mean, he's a practice squad guy. C.J. Ravenel, maybe he gets elevated a couple of games a year or something like that. But I think a lot of those guys are probably going to be scratches. And look, maybe they do end up playing on game day. I think Armour Davis is the one that probably has the most likely opportunity to make an impact. His problem is he just can't stay available. And I hear a lot of people talking about, you know, well, he's healthy now. He looked great Yep. You know, when he was out there, well, yeah, he's healthy now until he's not. And you can't, you put that dude out there, you're like holding your breath every time. How many times have we seen him? And this is no shot at him. It's just what it is. I mean, how many times have we seen him come back from injury? You get him out there and it's like, what? You look in like the fourth quarter, it's like, I just realized I haven't seen Armour Davis in a while. Like, what's going on with him? So, yeah, I mean, he's a good player, but I think in the long run, the lack of availability ended up hurting him. And you combine that with guys like Ruben Lowry and Keon Martin having the camps that they had, and they're much cheaper, and they're not on. You know, he's on the last year of his rookie deal. These are undrafted guys. I just think it was a recipe for disaster for him.
Hey, Cordell, as we look at the Buffalo game, and I know it's the next step to kind of look at things and how they're going, obviously with Likely down, or we don't know if he's going to play, but I think more than likely, probably not. Mark Andrews, a little revenge narrative there. What do you think happens week one?
My gut tells me they end up winning that game, but what do I know? I mean, I thought they beat him in the playoffs last year. I mean, I can't call these things. I thought they beat Kansas City in week one last year. They lost by a toe. So, I mean, it's good. We're talking about two elite teams, two of the best quarterbacks in the league. Anything can happen. You know, any of these teams can beat each other when you're at that level. And it's week one. It's so weird. Tackling is going to be lackluster around the league for sure. But if you look at this Ravens defense that I expect to be really good this year, but a lot of these guys haven't been able to tackle this summer. A lot of these guys haven't been able to play in these preseason games. And you're about to go out there to Buffalo and play a team you have to tackle against. You got to tackle James Cook. You got to tackle Josh Allen. They force you to do it. So that's the concern. And the same for them. I mean, they got to tackle Lamar. They got to tackle Derrick Henry and those guys. So I wonder how much of an impact that makes. But I don't think that they're going to beat both Kansas City and Buffalo at the beginning of the year. I think they're going to split those two games. And the most likely scenario is they beat Buffalo and probably narrowly lose to Kansas City again.
They're going to beat both.
Ooh.
They may.
Rashee Rice isn't playing.
You're going down.
I mean, I didn't really think that may. I mean, I'm not to disrespect. He is a quality guy, but Xavier Worth, they got so many other guys. And,
so
and
do
that
we.
15 is still there.
I'm with you on this. I don't think Rashee Rice is that important, but I'm with Ed. I think we beat him.
But
not because of him, not because he's not there, but just because I think they do. I think this is that year where, you know, the school bus tour, man. bus tour. Hey, tell us where we can find you the rest of the week, Cordell. It's only one day after this, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be doing some filling stuff for the next 2 days. I'm filling in on Inside Access today. So me, Ken, and Ben from 2 to 6 this afternoon, and tomorrow I'll be filling in for Bob from 10 to 2. So yeah, you'll be hearing me the next couple of days on the Fan.
Thank you very much, man. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
All right, 410-583-1057. I feel more confident they beat Kansas City than I do they beat Buffalo.
I do too. Yeah. I really do believe they're beating Kansas City on the road. So
yeah, I think this is one of those school bus tours, man. They taking brothers to school. I do. I think this is that victory lap season when they finally put it all together.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.